This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There's some sporting news today above and beyond Boston bowing out of the chase for the 2024 Summer Olympics. The deal du jour is of the fantasy variety, fantasy sports, that is. The website DraftKings, which lets people play and bet on daily fantasy games and lots of different sports, has gotten itself $300 million in new funding, mostly from Fox Sports. The news comes not long after rival FanDuel raised about $275 million in new capital of its own. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has more on Old Line Media getting into the growing fantasy sports market.
As part of the deal, DraftKings will spend $250 million advertising on Fox platforms over the next 3 years.
Sports networks, they see this as all additive to their core business.
Eric Fisher is a staff writer for the Sports Business Journal.
Because a fantasy player has been proven over and over again as a more engaged consumer of the games themselves, either in person or on TV.
He means players like Adrian Sharoyan in Queens, New York, who's been playing fantasy sports for 15 years.
When I first started playing fantasy sports, I went from watching only my favorite team, which was the Yankees. And once I started playing fantasy sports, I became instantly more interested in every game that was going on.
Sharoyan's been betting on DraftKings for the last 2 years. He likes that he can make a new roster every day. Sports networks need consumers like him, says Jimmy Lin, who teaches in Georgetown University's Sports Industry Management Program.
The networks are always looking for content to bring eyeballs, and they make their money through the subscription fees and advertising.
And new content, like TV shows focused exclusively on fantasy sports. Networks are searching for new sports programming since the major leagues are already locked into contracts. Given fantasy sports is one venue where it's legal to place bets, more and more people are getting in on the game. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.